Good morning from Fast Company. Here's our daily look into what's driving today's creative business leaders.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
All of us have to speak to powerful people such as our boss, a C-level executive, or a hiring manager. These meetings can be very important to our careers, but when you have such meetings, you need to project confidence if you want to be taken seriously. And you must do so without sounding arrogant. Here are six ways to convey that level of confidence and demonstrate an approach that will work wonders for your career. To begin with, enter any planned meeting well prepared. Jamie Dimon, chairman and CEO of JPMorgan Chase, says when he interviews job candidates, he's most impressed with those who've done their homework as opposed to those who ask questions about things they should have known. The ones who do their homework, he says, are actually enhancing your life as opposed to the other way around. If you want to impress powerful people, master the material you will be discussing. Study everything you can get your hands on, annual reports, press coverage, speeches, industry documents, internal reports, and job descriptions. Come prepared to talk about the company and its leadership with the executive who sits across the table. Next, if you want to be taken seriously by a powerful person, you'll want to show respect. Not only will they appreciate this, but they will admire you for not focusing all the attention on yourself. There's an art to showing respect. You don't want to sound like a sycophant who plays up to the boss with empty flattery. That would make you look weak. Find genuine reasons to show admiration, and that will make you look and sound more powerful. One great place to show respect is at the start of the meeting. Say, "I value your opinion, and that's why I've requested this meeting." Or to a hiring manager, you might say, "I've been looking forward to meeting you and hearing more about this exciting role on your team." Or when sitting down with an executive, you might state simply, "I've long admired you, so it's a pleasure to meet you in person." Also, in any conversation with a powerful person, you'll want to show early on that you have a message that's clear and pointed. Too often, speakers, particularly those who feel powerless, wander around the topic without making a point. By doing so, they reduce their power and encourage the other people to take charge. If you want to impress, cut to the chase and take charge. And then, drive your point home. Powerful people expect you to hold up your side of the discussion, and the best way to do that is to develop your message. Once you've put your message forward, support it with proof points. Give reasons why you believe in your argument, or suggest the ways it can be acted upon. And use strong words. The words you use tell all. Present your case with strong verbs like "I know," "I believe," "I see," and "I will." Avoid words that make you sound unsure. For example, "I think," "I feel," "I suspect," "I guess," "I suppose," "I wonder," and "I imagine." These will make you sound like you don't really know what you're talking about. Try to avoid using filler words like "ah," "like," and "you know." Instead of plugging your pauses with filler words, allow your ideas to breathe by pausing in silence. Avoid apologies and caveats such as "I'm not sure, but," or "I could be wrong," or "it's just a thought." Being apologetic or overly modest doesn't usually go over well. Finally, look directly at the powerful person. Don't look down or around. You'll appear less confident. Eye contact will make your message feel personal and direct. Research indicates that high-status people engage others with more eye contact than those who have less power. Hold your eye contact. Look that executive directly in the eye while you are speaking and after you have finished each important idea. Wait for their response to what you've said.
Spoken Layer.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.